Please be advised that information in the following story could be triggering to some people. If you feel triggered, in crisis or distress, call the Indian Residential School Crisis Line at 1-866-925-4419. This past Wednesday, August 31st, CKRZ reported on the Survivors Secretariat that held a public outdoor open house celebration at their location on Fourth Line Road. CKRZ reported at the time that as part of that event, it was to give the community an update and a year in review of the Secretariat's work since it was established in July of 2021. However, the Secretariat was also introducing their returning executive lead, Laura Arndt. Part of Laura's address concerned the impact of residential schools beyond the physical boundaries of the First Nations communities they affected.
The impact and the legacy is felt far beyond the boundaries of communities. And so as we talk about impacted communities, we also need to start talking about urban centers, communities in Toronto, communities in Thunder Bay, communities in Kenora. Many people, once they came out of the schools, just couldn't go home. So the conversation is about bringing our communities back together as much as it is about bringing the children home and finding ways for us all to find that connection that brings us home. Because we have to remember, I'm standing in front of a team of people that, for this summer, made us successful. They've done 9.5 acres of GPR work. It's only 1.5% of all the grounds that we still need to search.
The Survivors Secretariat was established to organize and support efforts that would uncover, document, and share the truth about what happened at the Mohawk Institute during its 136 years of operation. To see the entire Survivors Secretariat presentation, you can go to their Facebook page. CKRZ will also be broadcasting the entire presentation this Sunday, just before bingo at 6 p.m. on Compelling Conversations.